The fourth element of a profession is that there is a system of rewards for professionals. We have sort of a built-in system of internal and external rewards that come to professionals. One of those rewards is monetary. People in the professions tend to make a lot of money. Doctors, lawyers tend to make a lot of money. And when we start looking at income levels of various members of our society, we see that people in the medical profession, people in the legal profession make a lot of money. Not so true for the educational community. Educators as a profession don't make a lot of money. The clergy, as a rule, don't make a lot of money unless you get to a few high profile televangelists, you know, the Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker, who make millions of dollars. Not many clergymen make a large amount of money. There are certain exceptions to that. In the education world, it's the rule rather than the exception. You don't make a lot of money if you're a teacher. In the legal profession, it's possible through the legal system for lawyers to make a lot of money. And average lawyers do make a lot of money compared to other members of our society. The healing art profession. The healing arts allow people to make a lot of money. So we have this system of monetary rewards that a lot of people go into medicine for the business aspects, or it seems that way, that they go into the profession because you can make a lot of money. The million-dollar practice is with us. We have chiropractors making $1 million a year. We have medical doctors routinely. The average medical doctor makes as much money as the President of the United States. We have a lot of chiropractors who make more money than the President of the United States. So we have to ask ourselves, is this appropriate? Is it appropriate for a small town chiropractor seeing 35 or 40 patients a day to make more money than the President of the United States? What is the responsibility level here? Who has more responsibility? So those are appropriate questions to ask in terms of monetary rewards. And we come up with those all the time, that one of the reasons we like to be in the professions is that we're autonomous, we get to decide our own behavior, and the other is we can make a pretty good living. And if you want to work 30 hours a week rather than 40, you can do it. You want to work 100 hours, you can do it. It's up to you. So we have autonomy to make as much money as you want to make within certain guidelines. The other types of rewards that are present are honorary rewards. There is a certain amount of esteem given to the professions. Those of us in the professions are held by public esteem. We're held a little higher than other people. We have a little honorary level of that we can get to in our society. People think, boy, they had to go to school a long time. They had to work really hard. They have to be really smart. They make a lot of money. We hold them in high regard. We think a lot of people in the professions, typically. Now, a lot of people say Watergate sort of tore that apart for the legal profession. The legal profession was held in fairly high esteem prior to the early 70s. Then we had lawyers out doing burglaries for the government, and that sort of lowered the esteem of the legal profession. And ever since then, it's been on the skids. The legal profession now, we have all the lawyer jokes and in general, the law profession has lost a good bit of esteem. The medical profession is frequently seen now as, in practice to make money. And that lowers the esteem. We think back to the good old days of the 40s and the 50s when doctors were middle-class people, and doctors made a decent living, but they didn't make a huge amount of money. We look at it these days and see the surgeons making $1 million a year. We tend to get a little, to think of them as being a little uppity and a little self-interested as opposed to community interested. So that tends to lower the esteem of the public. You know, there are polls done every year by the Gallup poll people and some of the other polling people to establish the level of esteem that people hold certain people in. Not only as individuals, like naming people, we know that in the year 2000, one of these polls showed that the Reverend Billy Graham is still right up there with the Pope, and as a person who is held in very high esteem. Interestingly enough, in the year 2000, Bill Clinton was number one in terms of public esteem. Billy Graham right below him, the Pope right in the top running in terms of individuals. But they also do these polls in terms of positions, and they bring it up just by generic categories. And so there is polling done to determine how high esteem is given to certain positions. The Supreme Court, members of the Supreme Court are held in very high esteem. You know, there has not been, over the past several hundred years, there's not been a lot of corruption in the Supreme Court. There's not been a lot of scandal in the Supreme Court. Very small levels. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court as a position is the top esteem getter in the United States at this point. Other members of the Supreme Court are held in high esteem. Other judges held in pretty high esteem. As we go down government officials, congressmen are no longer held in very high esteem. That's not a very prestigious position anymore. Senate, still pretty high esteem. The Senate, because it's a club of 100 people. A very, very exclusive club in the United States. So senators are held in quite high esteem. As we go down the level of government officials, getting down to local politicians, not much. Then we can get into certain other professions. You know, we have real estate people, morticians, ministers, and small churches, and this sort of thing. And we see the esteem levels dip. Local politicians are not held in very high esteem. Used car salesmen in general, not very high. Chiropractors are not mentioned on the list. We were not in the poll that was given, so you establish yourself. Ask yourself, where do you think we fit on that esteem level? And some people would answer, below the used car salesman, but I don't know. I think it's probably rising. We're seeing the esteem associated with chiropractic take a few steps up. Ask yourself, why do you think that is? Is it because we have more education now? Is it because our schools are accredited? Is it because Medicare now accepts us? What's the reason? And it's probably a combination of all those things. So these four elements that we mentioned, a high degree of generalized and systematic knowledge, primary orientation to the community interest rather than self-interest, high degree of self-control and autonomy, and a system of rewards, both monetary and honorary, are the elements of the profession. So you can ask yourself, well, how does chiropractic fit in terms of all these? We are now experiencing a time where we have to undergo 7 or 8 years of education, so we meet the educational requirement. Primary orientation toward community interest. I would say chiropractors, are, as much as any other healthcare providers, offer a definite altruistic approach to healthcare. We see chiropractors really caring about people. Most patients who are polled and surveys certainly have been done say their chiropractors care about them. Chiropractors are still willing to work with people on cash payments. They're still willing to provide care for poor people, at reduced rates or even free. I could just tell you from my personal experience, I don't know one chiropractor who does not provide care for some people without payment. And I think that's an admirable thing that we do. We obviously have to keep our offices open, and we're obviously entitled to payment for our services. But every chiropractor I know takes care of some people on a charity basis. And I think that's a good thing, that we selectively do provide care for people on a charity basis. And that's still a good thing. As far as a high degree of self-control of behavior, we have boards, we have accrediting agencies, we have associations, we have codes of ethics attached to these associations. And if you don't follow the code of ethics, you can get kicked out. So we do have a high degree of self-control in our profession. We have some external controlling factors. Also, we have government agencies looking over our shoulders. We have insurance companies, Medicare, managed care groups, all vying for control of the chiropractic profession, some of them more than others. And then a system of rewards, monetary and honorary, maybe not on the honorary side, but on the monetary side, chiropractic has picked up quite well. The ACA survey done for the year 2000 shows that chiropractors now, gross incomes of chiropractors in the year 2000 reached $200,000 for the first time. The previous poll done a few years before showed that chiropractors grossed in the neighborhood of $175,000. So we've reached the $200,000 gross level, net income in the $85,000 to $90,000 range, meaning after expenses. So in terms of monetary rewards, the average chiropractor now earns three times as much, or at least two times as much, two to three times as much as the average family in America. So in terms of monetary rewards, I think we've arrived. Honorary rewards, we're still not held in great esteem, although I think it's getting better. And most people would say, that a little better class of people now go to chiropractors. I hear that sometimes. In the past, in the 40s and the 50s, chiropractors were seen as small town doctors and doctors that poor people and ignorant people went to. And we're now seeing chiropractors in every area of society. We have society chiropractors in Beverly Hills, New York City, Madison Avenue, Washington, D.C. We have chiropractors who take care of congressmen and senators, and chiropractors who take care of movie stars and sports stars, and chiropractors in every area of society now. The honorary aspect is improving. We're getting a little better in esteem. We haven't totally arrived yet, but we're working on that. So those are the elements of professionalism. You could sort of grade in your own mind how chiropractic fits in to these particular elements and how we play as a profession. Thank you very much.